I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is kind of cool. Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris. He played the ultimate defense in a Vegas pool. The 46-year-old guy helped save a 3-year-old from drowning at the Wynn Encore while he was vacationing there with his family.
Damn.
While the child was taken out of the pool, he didn't have a pulse. And when a lifeguard started performing CPR, he rushed into action. He said, I saw people calling 911. So my first question was, where's the AED? Referring to an automated external defibrillator, an electronic device used to revive someone who goes into cardiac arrest. When I got back, we had a doctor on site that was able to start the compressions. I was able to hand the AED to him, get it open for him, put the pads on the child, and they ended up saving the kid's life. Morris says he knew about AEDs thanks to a training given to him by the team's head of sports medicine. All teams are now educating their players and staff on the importance of devices following Bills safety DeMar Hamlin's on-field cardiac arrest in January. Since then, Hamlin has become an advocate for AED access, recently speaking on Capitol Hill in support of a bill that would increase the number of devices in schools. And Morris did credit Hamlin as a reason he was able to react so quickly to the scene at the Wynn Encore pool. He said, I'm just thankful I knew what to do. You just never know when you're going to need that stuff. The boy was released from hospital the next day. He's doing fine.
Yeah, it's pretty soon it's time to put James through his training again.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. See how fast he can get up there.
Here, they only care about the upstairs staff, so yeah. The machine is upstairs.
Yeah.
There's none on the downstairs level for us on air folk.
No, we did do a drill.
We did,
and we feel like someone would die.
Yeah.
And it's going to only be worse now because I got my gout foot.
Jason's got to go.
I think you might have to pass the torch to Jason.
Jason's our athletic man here.
You are now our official lifesaver.
I hope we don't do anything to upset him that day.
That's unfortunate. I don't want to have flies in my hands.
Oh, yeah.
But you're the fastest guy. We need someone to run upstairs, get the AED machine, and bring it down here if something happens. Cardiac wise to somebody, it's on you.
All right, I can do it.
All right.
You can count on me.
I mean, you do walk a little slow. Can you pick it up a bit?
he's really sore today, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, basketball.
Oh, basketball.
I would describe it as a saunter.
He does.
He does.
It's like no hurry.
Swagger. To the point, not in
swagger.
A hurry.
He moves out of the way for me because he knows I'm like, come on.
Well, you're like a cheetah, man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, these long
like
legs.
A steamroller. That's fast.
I feel like I'm being hunted.
He also has a tendency to get himself locked in that stairwell. So
that's true.
And he took his shofar home, so he can't blast it for help
that's
like he
true.
Did last
Ken
time.
Ken did have to save me one day.
Oh man, yeah. This is not good.
It's on me, but I'm taking the elevator, guys.
Oh,
the
yeah.
elevator.
Yeah.
He's not going to run.
You can't take the elevator.
You just have to hang on, Lise.
Maybe it'll be me. I'm going to have to be the one.
I got you.
It better be you, Lise, because I know myself. I don't know where it is.
The gym.
Oh, I don't know where it is
It's
either.
In the gym.
I don't know where the
if
gym
I
is.
If I went up right now, upstairs, and they were like, find the gym.
I think I kind of know the area.
I'd wander around. I have no idea.
It's a bit of a maze up there, but you'll find it. Just keep running.
It's like on the other end, right?
It's like two hallways.
Yeah. Which one? No idea.
You got a 50-50 shot to one of the two hallways on the right.
Chuck's not going to save your life because he's like,
I can't find it. You know what I found? I found the conference room.
Yeah, we don't know where. I can't.
I found
actually,
a conference room.
I can't do it. I don't know where it's at.
I think like four of us are going to have to all go up at the same time, and we'll just figure it out from there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
We need a search party.
Let's hope it never happens.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Right. I mean, we're not.
How much are they? Like, if you wanted to buy one.
We're not working out here or anything or doing athletic, you know.
No, but we're all getting old. Lisa, they use the gym after hours. Ooh, they have a trainer coming.
We can get a refurbished one.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
It's not working! It didn't work!
They average about $1,500 for a really good one. Yeah,
that's
but
expensive.
Yeah.
No wonder we don't have one down here.
Yeah. Exactly.
But we, as I said, we can get
a refurbished, gently used. I bet we already have the refurbished one.
Hopefully they
keep it. That's the type we have right there, that yellow one.
Well, that's the cheapest. That can't be. That's only $171.
That can't
trust
be
it. That's it. That's
that
all
can't
we got.
Be the one. I'm just
I
wondering.
I can take a walk up there and grab it and bring it down.
Okay. It's $1,300.
Yeah. It's like $171.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Yeah,
it's what your life's worth.
Yeah.
That's it.
That'll never work. That's the radio defibrillator.
How to use that thing.
I know, that's the
probably
other thing.
Just kills you.
We don't know.
Probably should be trained, right?
I think it's
No, don't say that.
It's not. No, it's not
trained.
There's a 4-minute video on YouTube. Just everybody watch
that. No, honestly, everything you need to know is like written on it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just slap.
Yeah, tell you where to stick the two things and you turn it on.
And then you just turn it on and everyone backs up.
And then you cry.
It does it all itself.
Jason's wife's a nurse. Like, she hasn't trained you health-wise?
She's a defibrillator? No.
I don't know. Life-saving skills, dude.
She's
the babies.
Yeah. She's in a bathtub with babies. Different. You know, that's just how I picture it all.
Oh, giving birth? You mean?
Yeah, she's in bathtubs with babies.
No, she hasn't trained me. I think I could figure it out. I could save your life.
It says right on
Listen,
it.
Listen, we're going to continue Celebrity Dirt, but we're going to put you to the test right now. Are you ready?
Oh,
you
my God.
You got it.
Do you have your pass?
He's got to stretch. He's so sore.
No, yeah, but this is accidents happen at the worst time.
I'm going to start my timer.
Dave's having a heart attack.
I got to do a drill. Gout, James.
I got to do a drill.
Do you know where it's at, Jason?
I think so.
Well, this is the true test.
Okay, here we go.
I'm starting the timer. When I say go, you go get it, and you get back here to the studio. You don't have to actually bring it, but you have to actually make it there as if you were grabbing it. He has to bring something from the gym.
So we know that he went.
I should know because we shot that thing in the gym.
Okay. This is it.
You don't know where the gym is either?
I don't.
Oh, boy.
Can he save our lives?
How much time... Like before we're dead.
Yeah, what are you having? A heart attack?
Yes. Bring your key thing.
Jason! Chuck's having a heart attack! Go!
Oh my God.
Run, Jason. Save my lover.
There he goes. I just wonder how much time I have before I'm gone.
Okay, let's see. How fast?
Can we do chest compressions in the meantime?
I feel like Dave's just swearing. Yeah. Dave's running around swearing.
Everyone else doesn't know what to do.
I'll save you.
I'm not good in emergencies.
James is crying.
Yeah, I'm not good in emergencies.
No, this is it. This is what I'm saying.
My prince
five
is asleep.
Minutes.
Okay, I think he might
it
be able to do
this.
It
needs to be attempted within 3 to 5 minutes,
okay,
generally.
Okay, so we'll go three.
Okay, we're at 33 seconds right now.
Yeah.
Really bad. My dog ran away, and I almost fainted. So I'm not good.
Where did he go? So Lisa's passed out. I'm screaming. James is kissing you. Andy just leaves.
He's the dialer. He's the dialer. Good. I want him around.
Because I'm in so much pressure.
That's right. There's two people passed out. I'm still in a rage. James is still touching your bits.
Yeah.
And is Jason somewhere to be found? Not yet. We're at 1 minute
and
6 seconds.
At least, I would say it's at least
3 to 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh, I gotta call all the affiliates to make sure
they're still connected to the show during the emergency.
Yeah, exactly. He's dead by now, right?
Oh no!
You gotta get in the studio.
Oh what?
You gonna save him in your office?
He's not in the Jew cave.
He did that fast.
He did it.
He dashed. I'm awake.
Look at him.
He brought in a
pump.
Where's
that?
Oh. All right, 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Dude, you were fast.
Wow. See, I told you he was the man. I told you.
I had a minute and a half to burn.
That's who you want.
That's it. We found the youngest, most athletic person here. Yeah.
That's the other way.
They say you can breathe that way.
Rectally?
Yeah.
Well, I feel better. Do you guys feel better? We got Jason.
I do.
So much better.
I do.
My hero.
You can never get rid of Jason.
No. Nope.
job security.
He's a fascist. He's going to ask for more money now.
Not a bad plan. I'm the only one that can save your lives. Just so you know.
He is fast.
He's incredibly
fast.
Wow,
that was amazing.
That was, I'm very impressed by that because I did.
What
number one,
James
I wouldn't
time?
Even have found
not even close to a minute and a half.
About five and a half. Yeah.
And gout James.
Oh, gout James.
With my gout
for half an hour.
Yeah. That's a go.
I'll see you in 20 minutes. I got to take the elevator with Al.
Yeah.
There's too many stairs. Off, yeah. You can't find it. It's be a nightmare. Gout James.
Guys, I lost my Thanksgiving for Christmas slippers. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. I guess the gout really slows too. You down.
That's a terrible thing to hear. Your life is in the hands of Gout James.
Yeah, that's might as well just give it a death sentence.
At the end of the hallway. Come on, James, you're at the end of the hallway.
I'm trying. I'm going as fast as I can. Wow. As fast as this gout foot can carry me. Oh, it's swollen.
Taking a long time.
James, I'm gonna just drag my foot. I'll just drag it.
James, walk for us.
You wanna see how bad I walk?
Yes. Can you come in here?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
Let's see the walk of Gout James.
I haven't seen. Oh, he's
Oh, Gene. Oh,
my God. James, first of all, foot? Cut those toenails, bitch. But second of all,
I'm going back in my room.
It's a swollen foot.
Ice. What's wrong with your foot?
Daddy Dave came out.
James. Are you okay?
No, it's got gout.
Why is your foot swollen?
It's gout.
It's from the gout, according
Seriously?
To my doctor.
Yeah. Oh
my
God. What do you do for that? We need to help.
There's nothing you can do.
Well, I mean, I've been emailed by hundreds of listeners about different drugs to take. I'm just trying
cherry
to...
Cherry juice or something. There's some, like...
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was swelling.
Yeah, that's what
so
it
bad.
Is. It's the swelling.
Yeah, terrible. Like right now the swelling is what's the most discomfort. But before, that, like...
When I wore Fred Flintstone's feet at the theme park, similar to that.
Yeah, that is... They've got to get... You got to get it to a specialist, though.
You do.
Like, you
need to see time.
You can't live
it's
like
time.
This.
No.
No, there's got to be ways they can help you so you don't live a slipper life.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping by the...
By the weekend, it's going to be better.
Yeah. By the weekend?
Yeah. Like he's got a lot of
tomorrow? Over the week. Like, so Monday. Like, Monday.
Like, I've been hoping my shoulder will get better.
Like, tomorrow is just going to, like, that's just going to go
it's
away.
It's been a year.
I'm just hoping Monday I can wear a pair of shoes into work. You know, that's what I'm hoping for. If not, I got to call the doctor again.
Yeah, it's a good first step.
Oh, James.
This is the worst I've ever had it, so.
Man, that's
sorry
crazy.
Sorry you're going through that.
Yeah, it's okay. But I mean, you're supposed to rest your foot, and your wife would be like, "You got to pick up the baby, walk him around." I'm like,
that was like something order. From medieval times. We were like, "Bring your gout foot in here, bring your gout foot in here, and regale us with your gout foot. Bring in Jimmy the gout."
Yeah, the next Dave and Chuck event. Come and gaze upon the gout foot.
Walk for us. Oh, your foot is horrible.
And
Jimmy the gout.
Oh my God.
Great, Jimmy the Gout is here.
Oh, look at the nails on it.
Such a great time.
He's got nails like a Wolverine.
We made Jimmy the Gout come in here.
There he is.
And he walked with his gout foot for us.
He swears it'll be better in a fortnight.
No!
That thing was ghastly.
Jimmy, walk for us.
I'm walking. Look at this walk.
So slow and labored. It looks painful.
Yes, and Dave's, trim those toenails, bitch.
Yes. Yes. Of course, Daddy Dave came out and said for you to apply some hygiene.
We made fun of his condition, and then we made fun of the way his foot looked.
Yes. And then we questioned whether or not it hurt really bad, and go get some help.
Now make him dance.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'll do the hop dance like they did in Saber the Bell.
Yeah.
Lisa hurt her foot or ankle.
Jimmy Goutfoot. There's your new. You used to be Jimmy Deathnuts.
Yep.
Now you're Jimmy Deathnuts.
Times change. Things change. We were on the radio for a long time.
That's true.
Well, I mean, I hope it does get better in 24 hours as you're predicting.
Well, I'm at the point where it's just swollen now.
Yeah.
So once the swelling goes down, I'll be able to. It'll be back to normal. But shoving it in a flip flop, shoving it in shoes, keeps making it worse. So
In hindsight, how long do you think you've been dealing with this?
Now? Like, probably 3 weeks?
Oh, no, what I'm saying is, like, I thought you said
my whole life. Like, so I've been dealing with it since, if what the doctor is saying is gout, I've had that since I moved to Arizona is when I started having the issue.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
I just had no idea what it was.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, arches, like, because it's... I would put like a Dr. Scholl's thing in my shoe and put my foot in there. And then within 2 days, everything was fine. But yeah. I think now that I'm getting older, and I think my diet is getting worse.
Mm. Right.
It's lasting much longer.
Well, you're right now you're on that I just had a kid diet. Which yeah, is that's one of the worst. Yeah. That's one of the worst diets you ever get on because it's just
how can I eat?
Well, yeah, I mean, but he's eating like walnuts and stuff like that. I'm sure
goji berries.
Exactly.
I tried to convince the kid to get ice cream and he wouldn't get it. You know,
right? His kid won't even eat ice cream.
Now he's a health nut like his mom.
Man, you just got to shove the ice cream in his mouth.
No, you don't. That's not a good solution. They're doing the right thing.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you well, James.
Yes. Well, thank you. I
appreciate it. Sorry about all that.
Reaction.
Oh, no. I brought this upon myself. I deserve all the ridicule that you guys can muster up.
I'm like a week behind
on my toenail schedule.
He didn't know he was going to have to show his toes off to us today.
This is coming from a guy whose toenails sliced open bed.
I know, but he knows. Ago, now they're much.
He knows.
Take good
he takes
care of
care
my feet
now.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, but I hear from my wife every day, you need to cut your toenails. Yeah. You know what? When I can walk like a normal person, I'll cut my toenails.
Cut your toenails.
That's it.
Lots of advice coming in there. And lots of people want to see your feet some more. So I don't know if they're perverts or.
Yeah, they are. They are.
You want to see my gout foot?
There's
huh?
like
yeah, oh,
gout advice
yeah.
for James and
I found my
me.
Knees. Yeah.
Here it is.
Only different. Fans.
Yeah.
Jimmy the gout foot.
Oh, my God. There you go. That's it.
Jimmy the gout.
You want to see like me stick my gout foot into some chocolate frosting?
Yeah.
You want me to see my gout foot rub a dong?
Where are we going? Where are we going here every time?
He's going to start an OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My advantage, Lisa.
Exactly.
I'll give you a free subscription.
That's okay. I'll pass. I see your foot all the time.
Yeah. That's true.
She doesn't need to
but
see it.
But you don't see it in chocolate frosting.
No. She does not want to.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It's another fast food freakout on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Two people arrested in Oklahoma for body slamming the manager of a Sonic drive-in restaurant. Why? Jalapenos were on their hot dog.
Oh, you know, I hate that. Boy.
Get your peppers off my wiener.
Yep.
Quantarius Simmons and Andres Briscoe arrived with two other people at the fast food restaurant the other day.
Power bomb.
They ordered a hot dog with a side of jalapeno poppers.
Okay.
Instead, they got a hot dog with sliced jalapenos on it.
It's not what I asked for.
Triggering they said toppers.
A big fight between them and the Sonic employees.
Ding, ding, ding.
When the manager stepped in to try and calm down the situation, Quantarius exited the car. The manager said, hey, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm it down. That's when he body slammed him to the ground.
Do we have video of it?
No video. Oh. There is just their mugshots.
Because I would love to know if he legitimately picked him up like a wrestler by the crotch, and body slammed it.
The police report says body slammed several times in it.
Oh, wow. He does look like someone that could body slam a small manager.
He
several times.
He does. After the body slam, officials say Quantarius continued to beat the manager.
Yes.
As he was attacking the manager, Andres Briscoe stepped out to join in on the beating, still upset about the misplaced jalapenos.
Of course. Got to get a couple kicks in.
The woman ended up...
The woman?
The woman who also got out of the car.
Oh, okay.
Ended up hitting Quantarius more in the brawl than she did the manager. The whole thing was caught on the store security cameras. They have not released the footage, though.
It's probably fairly embarrassing for the manager.
Probably. He's lying there in a pool of his own blood.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah.
Body slammed.
Jesus. His own blood and feces.
Oh, my. Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
I know. I guess you would poop yourself if some large fellow's body slammed.
I think if someone picked me up and threw me onto the ground and I just hit the ground, I don't think I have any choice. I think it's just going to happen.
The poop would be released.
I think it's just going to happen. I'd be like that RV that jumped that. I just come all apart.
All your insides are now outside.
Yeah. Yep.
My goodness. The employee was taken to the hospital, suffered several injuries from the attack. Quantarius and his lady Andres were tracked down at the Red River apartment complex, where they were arrested on aggravated assault and battery charges.
You can't get it wrong, guys.
I guess you can't.
Don't get it wrong.
But it seems like they get it wrong a lot.
I know. Yeah.
Right? They get it wrong a lot, but they don't. For that, you don't deserve to be body slammed and beaten.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just say, oh, you know what? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We'll get you another hot dog. We'll get you those jalapeno poppers. Yep. Just a minute.
In fact, I'll get you two of them.
Yeah, on us.
I wonder if that manager's going to have, like, post-traumatic stress from every time anybody orders jalapenos now.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on. Did you want them on top of your hot dog? Or do you want the poppers? Let's make it clear. Hold it.
What's amazing is he had nothing to do with it, almost guarantee.
Nothing. He just stepped in to try and wrap up the fight.
So he's just going to live in fear that he understands that the people that he has working for him are going to make mistakes.
Yep, and he might get a body slam.
And he's going to get beat up again.
Do you go back to Sonic?
No, no, that's not.
No.
No, no. You've already served your tour. You know?
What do you get? You don't get a Purple Heart. What do you get? An enlarged heart?
Yeah.
My tour of fast food.
Yep. No, once you get it wounded, they send you home.
Yeah, I'm just trying to calm things down, right? That's all I was doing as the manager. It. I did not expect to be lifted and tossed upon the ground that day.
I will say this, though. I have to assume, I think people make the mistake of, like, getting lippy in trying to calm something down sometimes. They're not really calming it down. They're sometimes pouring some fuel on the fire. They don't realize the fire is there.
Yeah.
You know?
I get it, but again, easily just, hey, sorry, you gave me
that's
the wrong hot dog.
That's how to do it.
You gave me the wrong hot dog. Yeah. Oh, we're so sorry about that. We apologize. Let's fix that for you. We'll take care of it.
You could probably go around to different places and teach them that, Dave.
Yeah.
Manager 101 or
I guess I could.
You know?
Yeah, there's my future. Let's think about this.
This is how
let's
I would
sit
do
down.
It.
Let's everyone be calm.
Yeah.
As a man who used to have problems controlling his rage, I'm going to say we just pop and look at the situation.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
See how we can
fix
it in a very innocent and delightful way.
Yeah, because I still remember the Dave that saw that guy in the window that wondered where Lisa was during the traffic and went...
Yeah, I said I had some rage issues.
And then
I worked on them.
Went out into the hallway.
It's a whole new Dave.
It's a whole new day. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
No more angry, upset man.
That's it.
He'll sit you down and hold you by the hand.
Life's too short.
Yeah.
Yep. Life's too short.
Yep.
Enjoy life. Don't worry about jalapenos in your hot
dog. It's good. It's a leaf. You've turned.
Absolutely, it is.
That's nice.
All right, more food rage, kind of. Off to Georgia now. You know what? Let's make this one a hot or not.
Okay, all right.
Get your notepad out.
Get that pad out.
Got it.
Georgia woman facing multiple charges.
All right.
After deputies say she pointed her gun inside a Cracker Barrel and then later fired that gun inside a Waffle House.
Whoa.
Okay, hold on. I just got to get this right. Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Then
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
The warrants state that 36-year-old Avery Dillon went to the Cracker Barrel location in Lithia Springs, Georgia, between 8 and 9 a.m. While she was there, she pointed a gun and told people to get back while asking where the syrup was.
Okay. Where's the syrup?
Hours later, she's accused of threatening customers at a Waffle House on the other side of the interstate.
Because one set of pancakes isn't enough. Mm.
She entered that restaurant around noon, sat down in a booth. Then she started waving the gun around again, pointing it at the Waffle House customers. At least one gunshot went off inside that Waffle House. Luckily, no one was hit.
Probably, do you think, chubby fingers?
She is sitting in the Douglas County Jail this morning on 2 counts of simple assault and 7 pending counts of aggravated assault. A judge has denied her bond.
I think she's just hot as can be.
You think so? Andy? Okay, we'll let you head out of the gate here first with your hot as can be thoughts.
Let's see what you're thinking here.
I like the guess. I really do. I really like
hot
it.
Hot as can
no,
be.
No, I'm joking.
I think we're dealing with real methed out. I don't think she's chubby.
Oh, no. So that's what's going to throw me off here. So you think she's not chubby. You think she's methy.
I think the call of Cracker Barrel and then the Waffle House came from meth.
Oh, wow.
That's possible.
Okay.
It's possible. I've seen it. So I think she's pretty skinny, but like a two.
A real methed out. Two?
Yeah.
I can't argue with his choices. I'm just going to go the other way with it.
Okay.
Where I think that she fired the gun because of chubby fingers, that she didn't want to fire it, but there's not a lot of room in that little trigger area, and it went off. She wanted syrup. Not a lot of girls eat pancakes twice in a day in two different locations. So I'm going to go around the same. I'll say like a two, but chubby.
So we have a chubby two and a methy two.
And a methy two.
And the winner of today's Hot or Not is Andy Green, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Right? He nailed it.
That definitely is a methy two. Ooh,
I mean,
I would say a four. I think two is a little low.
Yeah.
It's early meth.
Early.
It's early stages. Early, you know what's going to happen, though.
We all know what's going to happen there. It's all going to crumble away.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But that's like I feel like those sunken cheeks. You can tell.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet this out if you want to play along with this Hot or Not. And
but not a two.
No, not a two. Not at all. But you can check it out and see what you think of this Waffle House lady.
Ooh, soon to be Skeletor, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. She's getting super.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's always been super skinny. I don't know. Not that I know her.
No,
that
I've known her. Just in the face. It's just like, whoa.
But why was she looking for syrup in the first?
Tossing salad. Like syrup on my tossed salad.
What?
You never seen that clip?
No, okay. I just thought you pulled that out
of clean air all of a sudden. Syrup and butt eating? What are you talking about?
Chuck's recipe.
That's going to Chuck's kitchen.
What was that show? It was like jail or
Scared
whatever.
Straight or something?
I can't remember. It was like a jail documentary where the guy was like, yeah, I tossed this salad. I put some syrup on it or whatever. It's like, whoa, my
He gives like a whole recipe. Like they make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches out of butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I just thought we were seeing your Canadian pervert side come out.
No. No, I mean, that does come out, but no.
And one more case of food rage to get to here, but this one a little different. A man in the UK became so enraged when for his birthday meal, his partner served him cheese-topped cauliflower that he turned into King Kong. That's how they describe him.
Yeah, I get it.
Timothy Robinson looked dead in his eyes, telling his partner, "Do you want to see the real Timothy?"
Yes.
With that, she described how he looked like King Kong and began snarling, took a bread knife out of the drawer and held it to her face. Luckily, a friend of the couple who was coming for dinner grabbed his arm. The 46-year-old pleaded guilty to two assaults, strangulation, assault, causing bodily harm, and threatening with a blade. He's headed to jail for 2 years and 9 months, all over cheese-topped cauliflower.
I feel like this might be what Jason gets for his birthday sometime.
vegan cheese-topped cauliflower.
I feel like he might get this stuff sometimes for his birthday. Oh, I think it's probably pretty tragic.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's a song they sing.
No.
You think she puts a candle in it for him at least?
I don't even know what to say to happy birthday to you.
What do you say, Jason? I don't think you can.
I don't know.
Say anything. I think you don't say anything. You just make a phone call to HR.
Yeah. Dave's had a hell of a day today.
No, but for my birthday, I get a steak, actually. So.
Oh, do you? Ooh, so that's good.
A cauliflower steak or a real steak?
No, real. She eats meat now, but when she wasn't. Because she's such a great person, she would cook me a steak dinner for my birthday.
Wow, that is amazing, because most vegans or vegetarians cannot stand to touch
That's good. I mean, but that makes a little bit more sense of why it's working.
Because
it's the little things like that. Like, you can't, it's my birthday, so you can't make me cheese-covered, boiled, or steamed cauliflower. That's just the worst.
I actually like cauliflower topped with cheese, like in a cheese sauce. I think it's delicious.
Yeah, but do you want that for your birthday meal?
No, that's your birthday? Maybe.
That's like a side dish on like a Thursday night dinner.
Exactly.
To me, you gotta fry it. You gotta do it in the pan. You gotta put some balsamic on it. You gotta put some seasoning on it. I think I'm different
because I rarely get white people food. So I crave it sometimes.
Just pure,
like that,
plain.
Like pure old white guy food. Like, that's the stuff I grew up with, and I don't get it anymore.
Just plain-ass cauliflower, huh? No taste.
Cheese, and then you bake it in the oven.
Some buffalo sauce is good on it.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah. No. I've had cauliflower hash browns, and those almost made me throw up.
I bet.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You
can't think of...
I threw it out of the window and said, "What is this, Phil?"
Threw it out of the window. You did not.
Don't ever lie to me. Just say what it is. Hey, we're going to have some breaded cauliflower. And then it's like, oh, okay. Now I know it's cauliflower. But if you're like, hash browns, you think...
Deception.
Hash brown.
Deception is right.
And your brain can't handle it when it just tastes like boring ass fart smelling cauliflower. That Dave is craving right now.
That I'm craving. I just don't get that stuff. Amber doesn't cook that stuff. I was just thinking about that the other day because she made stuffed peppers. And that's the first meal she ever cooked for me. And I joke, I'm like, did you Google like food white guys like? Because she had never made it before in her life, right? Yeah. And so all of a sudden she made it. I'm like, you haven't made this since, like, that was the first thing she ever cooked for me when we got together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just, craving it.
Huh.
Grew up on stuffed peppers.
Oh, yeah, I did too, but for Amber, that's like
Amber
foreign.
Never.
Yeah, right. She did not grow up with stuffed peppers. I think she did, like, just do a search of, like, what food does white guy like?
Yeah. Hey, she had to keep you.
And it worked.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
An inmate in Ohio escaped from jail. First place he went, McDonald's. He must have been craving McDonald's, right?
I get it.
But they knew something was up when he's like, yeah, I'll take some stuff from the dollar menu. Well, they haven't had that in years.
Oh, he's been locked up since I had it.
No.
Poor guy.
Things have changed.
Yeah, things have definitely changed. Oh. But that's honestly how the worker realized, wait a minute. We haven't had that in years. How would this guy be ordering from that? Here's the story on this one out of Akron, Ohio, from Fox 8. Let's take a listen in here.
A manhunt is launched Tuesday morning in the Akron area after 39-year-old Jason Conrad escapes on foot. As a deputy with the Summit County Sheriff's Office is attempting to escort Conrad to a doctor's appointment for a foot injury that he suffered before he was arrested on charges that include fleeing, drug possession and trafficking, and a parole violation. Fox 8 News asked if it was customary to send only one deputy for that type of assignment.
His background was not one that would cause us to automatically assume that he would be a extreme flight risk. Therefore, we would not have normally sent two deputies with him. It would have been just one deputy.
Investigators now say during the trip from the jail to the doctor's office, Jason Conrad removed a walking boot he was wearing, and when the deputy opened the door, Conrad left his crutches behind and ran.
He saw a sliver of an opportunity and he bolted. He didn't have leg irons on because he had had the boot on and you can't put anything around the boot.
Authorities say Jason Conrad was restrained with so-called belly chains attached to handcuffs, but he was able to slither out of the restraints as he was hiding in a swampy area.
He said it took him a while to get them off of his wrists, but he was able to finally, you know, work them through. But I would imagine being in water, the water certainly helped.
The tip that authorities had been asking for was provided by an employee at this McDonald's in Akron around 8:30 Wednesday morning after he noticed Jason Conrad pulled up on a bicycle.
He was asking for a something off the dollar menu, and I was like, there hasn't been a dollar menu at McDonald's for a while. Like, he's been out of touch. And then, like, it clicked for me. I was like, oh, no, that's that guy.
Based on information provided by Andrew Antes, law enforcement was able to narrow the search area for Jason Conrad, and he was captured at 9:40 a.m. Wednesday. For Andrew, it was personal.
My son yesterday really badly wanted to go out and play with his friends. We had to tell him no because we knew somebody was on the loose and anything could happen.
So true.
Yeah, you can tell it's Ohio because he got away with an injured foot.
Well, don't you? I feel like the deputy might have been a little bit on the overweight
side. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Big deputy.
Yeah. And
he
sized him up real quick and was like, I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm going to walk quickly and escape.
Yeah, thank you, man. Escaping, I am.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't remember you. Yeah, he's lightning fast.
He was lightning fast.
There you go. My God, I can't get
that. I don't think it would have mattered if they sent two deputies.
Yeah, right, because he had a foot. This guy that escaped was going to be treated for a foot injury. Yes. So he couldn't have been moving
that
fast.
He's on a bike. Because how bad is his foot injury? Mm.
Man, oh, man.
Ran like lightning. I never seen anything like it.
Is it not because you may have been a little slow?
Yeah. There's no way. Nobody could have caught this man. This man is as fast as he gets.
Because your body cam footage shows a different
picture. I'm telling you,
picture.
We're dealing with an athlete the likes you never even imagined.
Hold on a second. Let me just check off of this officer's times. And look, he ran a 4.340. Thanks, when Gene. We hired wow. him. 4-3-4. Yeah. So he is that quick as
22 years ago. I'm one of the quickest on the force.
That's right. He's one of the quickest. He's fastest.
So
in,
fast.
When we watched the body cam footage, all we could hear was your breathing. It was very...
Yeah, well, that's why I told you to take those body cams off me, because the breathing's going to get to be a problem. I told everybody about that.
Tight. It's really tight.
Especially when I run. I'm running as fast as I get going.
Get out of the way. It's
we're
what
dealing
I
with like an Olympic level athlete.
If you're thinking of trying to escape, seeing you're paired up with the obese deputy is a good day.
That is, yes.
Right?
Yeah. Like, in fact, I think he was like, oh man, I'm going to just go have this thing and go get my, you know, foot worked on. And then the guy's like, got in the car and the whole car sunk down to one side. And he was like, no, you know what? I'm escaping today.
Yep.
He might not even been thinking about it until then.
Well, a fully nude British man left several gas station visitors shocked after he started filling up his BMW, as you can see here.
Oh, my.
Which just so happened to have a vanity license plate that reads naked. 26-year-old Quinn Kelly said he spotted the naked man at the gas station while he was on his way home the other day. He said, I had stopped to pick something up. I came out after paying. I got a glance of him from the corner of my eye. I thought, man, I swear that guy was naked. I got in my car and had a look, and sure enough, he was completely casual about it as well. He snapped a video of the man and posted it to Facebook. Still curious, he said when he was back at the station the following day, he asked the cashier, hey, did you see that guy? And she said, oh, yeah. He came in to pay. We laughed about it.
He was nude when he went in to pay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
The man.
Where does he keep his wallet?
Who knows? The man was identified a few days later as 44-year-old Stuart Gilmore, who has been practicing naturism for about 8 years now, I guess. He says he doesn't do it for attention.
Right. So that's why he has a plate that says naked.
Does it to promote naturism and the benefits. He actually commented on this guy's Facebook post saying, I don't do it for attention. I do it because I'm proud to be a naturist and promote body positivity, mental health through naturism, and raising money for charities. He says being totally nude every day has helped his mental health and fuels his confidence. He said, I'm more comfortable and confident without clothes. It's done wonders for my body image. He says he does get negative attention, though. People who pass him on the street often giggle or ask him for...
Oh, God.
There he is there.
He's confident, huh? Mm-hmm. Yep. He's confident.
He is definitely confident. He said he likes to see some positive reaction, but he's just used to see people react, so it hardly registers anymore. He said, all I'm doing is putting gas in my car like everyone else. I'm in a public space, so they're legally allowed to take a picture of me. I know it's not something you see every day, so I can't let it bother me.
I'm surprised I haven't been sent this photo saying that.
Chuck a freak!
Like, looks
not
like
a beard.
Yeah.
He says he's just getting gas like everybody else, but he's not.
But he's
no.
not. So, in this part of the UK, he's allowed to be naked?
James.
I don't want to move to the UK, though, Lisa.
I know.
He's doing everything in the nude. He has a Twitter page, too.
I have to assume that his Twitter's not
very. There you go. He's got naked cyclist, too. There he is, butt naked on his bike.
That's a, oh my
that's
goodness.
A testicle.
No.
That is his side, yeah.
I
feel like that's just job.
That looks
I think that's his nutsack.
Looks
wow,
very
ball-like.
That's really unfortunate.
He's very
God,
confident.
That's probably his family.
For
that's horrible. What he's got going on.
He has a family.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
His dad.
Him. Yeah.
Oh my God. Your dad is a nudist.
I think
dad.
Keep this guy's Twitter account handy so that way when my son grows up and he sees all the stuff I've done, I'm like, at least I'm not this guy.
Right.
That's true.
He's doing housework, building a patio in the nude.
I guess what I just don't understand about doing any kind of work.
Nudists always got to do landscaping.
They do. Yeah. I just feel like your stuff is so exposed that it's.
Oh my!
Wow. Was, yeah, there
was
you
it.
Got to
I
see.
Can't they just allow this?
Yeah.
There must be no laws against it.
Is it because he's claiming to be a naturist or whatever?
But still, you can claim to be a naturist here, but you can't be nude in public.
You know, I think it goes along with the different level of outrage. maybe between the two countries, where here there would be outrage and calls for whatever, but they must not be doing.
Yes, yes.
Want to watch him mow the lawn noon. No. This is for you, Lisa.
Oh boy, he's got to get. He's got to get a mower that helps.
You can get the same view from my Twitter account too, Lisa.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a little bit more covered.
Yeah, one little strip of cloth thing that crack.
I just
makes all the difference.
Listen, I didn't look it up to see if their laws are different, but they must be. He's nude at a pub. He's nude at a grocery store. He's nude pumping gas. They must allow it to just fly, right? They
don't. Yeah, because you'd hear about him. Oh my God, he's coming at you. Arrested or
Jesus,
something.
Sweet Willy Winky, what's going on?
I think he's got something around it. I think he's got something around it to try and help it.
You think he's got a? What do you mean?
Like, he doesn't want it to be completely flaccid, put it that way.
Oh, like a ring?
He's got something around. He's got a halfway.
Oh, my God.
Look at him on the beach.
He's
going to
get bites on his balls. Jesus. There.
A nude man is an unattractive sight, isn't it? Dear God almighty. Holy hell. Oh, his
is
lady
that his wife?
It must be that's your dad and mom. Must be his wife, right?
Is it his mom or is it their mom?
I would assume they're together at the beach
or
naked.
Is it just someone that he took a picture of?
No, she doesn't get nude out and about around town.
No, but she's at a beach. Looks like they're at a nudist resort.
Is his wife the BHH naturist that he has tagged in the photo?
Oh,
does she have her own account?
Oh boy, that's a confident stance.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, it's a resort.
Oh my,
it's the naturist resort they went to.
I mean, you would have to be a naturist woman to be with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure you would. Mandy does everything naked.
He does. I mean, like he does.
Yeah.
It's not half-assed for this guy.
His whole life, everything he does is naked.
Yep.
Oh, and
boy.
I don't know how.
Oh.
Knockers McGillicuddy over there.
That's his wife.
They say, this is the nudist resort they were staying at.
That's his wife.
That's your mom and dad.
Yeah,
you could never
tough.
Follow them on social media, right? You couldn't. If they were your parents and these are their social media accounts, you can't follow. You don't want to see them nude every minute.
I don't, but I have.
I think you're probably,
life,
if he's doing stuff in the backyard nude, then, man, he loves this place. Whoa,
oh,
dude.
Boy.
Calm it down. Is that her?
Yep.
Yeah. Goodness. My God, oh my God.
There's no one else in the pool.
No, when you see them coming, get out! But it's a nudist resort, so... Oh, look, he's got a thong on at least
it's gorgeous,
here.
Isn't it?
Oh, so he goes... When he goes into the steam and sauna room, at least
require
he's...
require that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before all the other guys get there.
Oh, God, he's doing attic improvements. He does everything naked.
His butt's wiggling.
Yeah.
It's tough to get that jiggle, Lisa.
Jiggle, jiggle.
It's tough to get that
wiggle,
jiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
He knows what he's
Goodness
doing.
Gracious.
Oh, don't bend
don't
over.
Bend over.
Don't bend
don't
over.
Bend over.
Oh,
no.
This guy is so weird.
How else is he going to get that far spot without bending over?
No, don't do it.
He's got no knee pads. He can't kneel down.
Big ass.
I feel like he got a butt implant.
No, he's just chubby.
And he definitely does some sort of butt exercises, but there's a lot of flabby.
He likes showing that butt off.
Yeah. You got it flaunted. I've always said it.
If you want to see who we're talking about, by the way, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There's a link to the story there. Yeah, that's enough of this.
Everything he does.
I know, it's crazy. He does.
Oh,
he's straddling a door.
It's too close to the sun.
Holy
hell. He has so many projects.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
How many projects can you have?
Oh,
that's a great place.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Put some clothes on you, son of a bitch. Was that...
His balls
that's hanging out.
Just the hole in his crotch.
That's what started him down the road of naturist.
That's all it is.
Yep, that's what that is.
Just a hole in the crotch.
Just a hole in his crotch. Yep, what those are
perv.
His balls.
He's definitely a perv. I mean, you could say whatever you want. Naturist, whatever. No, you're a perv.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Got your balls hanging out of your hole in your pants. Come on.
I feel like if he's a perv, he'd have a full-blown erection.
I think there are times... That he does.
Goodness.
But I do think, like, sometimes pervs of this ilk, they just gather all of the reactions for later. Mm-hmm. And then they think back.
Yeah.
You know, he also documents every place he goes to. He sets a camera.
What would you do if you saw a guy nude pumping gas when you were at the gas station?
I'd pretend he didn't even exist.
Yeah, I think I would too. I don't think too. I wouldn't.
Get the hell out of there as soon as possible.
Maybe I would try and tape it just to show you guys. You know, because sometimes people wouldn't.
I don't want to get attacked. I don't want to get attacked.
Compliment his shoes.
Yeah, he did have great boots.
Great boots, man. Mm-hmm. Keep it up.
I wouldn't call the authorities or anything. I mean, unless he was doing something threatening. But if he was just that dude, just pumping gas nude, I would. Nothing to do with me.
No.
Yeah, just go get gas somewhere else, probably.
Yeah, it would be time to be done. Even yeah, though, you're even right. It's like, you're oh, right. I only have 20 bucks.
When the new guy pulls up and jumps out. Yeah, we're done here.
Yep. Time to be done.
There's something to be said for total dedication to the bands and artists that you're a fan of. On TikTok, Taylor Swift fans are giving their strategy for not missing any of the songs during her concerts. Adult diapers. Mm. I have a question for the people listening right now. Have you ever worn an adult diaper?
For what?
That's the question. Why have you worn an adult diaper? I mean, besides, you know, I don't want incontinence issues.
Because that's the main reason,
yeah,
Dave.
But I mean, so that other than incontinence.
Well, I tell you, I poop my pants.
I know what.
I can't control it. I poop my pants.
Not for those reasons.
I also urinate.
Sir, I'm sorry about that.
Urinating.
That's not what we're looking for here.
I just wondered.
I know. Besides incontinence.
Is there another reason?
Well, that's what I'm asking. That's okay. What I'm curious about. Right. Do people put on diapers, you know, if they're waiting for a new Chick-fil-A to open and they get Chick-fil-A for life?
Or if to go on a long hike, nature walk.
If you're at a casino.
I guess you just go in the
People listening in Vegas, do you wear diapers to the casino because you don't want to leave that machine?
Yeah.
What has made you put on an adult diaper besides incontinence?
Flying or something. You're on a plane.
You don't want to use airplane bathrooms.
Would you guys be really upset if, like, we had to fly together and I was like, hey, guys, just so you know, like, I don't ever get up to go to the bathroom. I just wear an adult diaper and I just go.
Just yeah, to let you guys if you were know. Sitting beside me.
Don't tell me.
Well, I think I would. I think I would tell everyone.
I don't
want
to know.
I know, but you'd be mad, right? You should be mad.
If you stink, I'd be mad. Yeah. Otherwise, it's your business. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I guess it's your business. It's just, I don't know. It's not something that you should tell anyone. Why would you even tell us? That's Chuck's secret.
Is this weirdo just making a ASMR diaper sound?
Diaper sounds.
Video. You freak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if we're going to find anybody. God, I only know one person who's ever done it, and it's James. Because he was really worried that he was going to get that horrible diarrhea that I got on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, wore an adult diaper to St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
And I wore the adult diaper when we did the sugar-free gummy bear challenge.
Oh, yes. That as well. Yeah.
My 24 hours of diarrhea.
Yeah.
I keep imagining the person that would wear a diaper to a Chick-fil-A opening. And wow, are they obese.
Yeah, they are.
They're serious. Because don't they give you, like,
serious
you
about
get
it.
Chick-fil-A free for a year, right? Like the first people in line.
It?
I think
I
that's
know.
How it works. There's always a lineup at the Oak Brand grand opening of a Chick-fil-A, and I think they do like a big giveaway. That's why. But so if you want to be like Black Friday when it used to be such a big deal, I'm sure there were people wearing diapers.
Yeah.
Most of the old people I know don't even want to wear diapers. You know, like, I'm not wearing that.
Right.
No, they refuse. So.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, like, I've been to a few concerts with Stella, and she's seen every song of every artist and never once had to go and pee. None of her friends either.
Yeah, you plan.
You know,
good bladders too. You know,
I guess it's different when you be when you're that's when you, true.
Yeah. When you're older, it's like,
yeah, it's hard.
You gotta go all
it's
the time.
But I also think like there's no drinking involved.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's they don't know
it's
alcohol.
It's the drinking.
Yep.
1-855-954-6969 is the number. By the way, 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Why have you worn a diaper besides incontinence reasons? Here's the Taylor Swift fan, one of them anyway, discussing her strategy here in this.
Oh, no.
Oh, she put it private because she was attacked.
Probably.
Yeah, there's one, if you're on the one site, if you scroll down, there's one video that's still left standing about the diapers at Taylor Swift.
One left standing.
So they had like three of them, and there's only one that will play. Everybody else has either taken it down or went private.
Do they make diapers that are a bit more discreet now? Like, just like...
What is the meaning?
Oh, I don't know what this is. This
I don't know.
What
this
are we watching?
I don't know. It's this can't this be is a right. little baby. This
there's a cat. I don't know.
I didn't maybe click on the right.
Is that her?
That's her with the video, but I had a hard time finding it in her feed.
Son of a great bitch.
Yeah.
Here's what she's saying here. Let's see if we can listen.
The amount of stress and time it took me to get Taylor Swift tickets, I will be getting an adult diaper because I'm not missing a minute of it. We'll be having 17 left over for anyone attending the Houston show.
That's nice. You buy a package and then you take them
donate
down.
The
Maybe
rest.
I should do this. Like head down there the night of. Get your adult diapers.
Oh, yeah.
I'll join you. Yeah.
Would you sell one $20 each?
Not even. I would just go no, like...
Where are you
going to
go do this?
He's going to stand outside the Taylor Swift concert.
No, you'll be
diapers.
Arrested.
I think you would. I do.
You're
I think
a freak.
You're right. I think
there's a freak outside Ford Field trying to sell diapers.
Get your adult diapers.
You
Come on.
Sicko.
Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies.
Calling the police.
What's that creepy guy trying to sell diapers to people?
Get your diaper. $3.
You'll end up on video and viral.
Yeah.
There's a diaper guy outside of the Taylor Swift show.
Need to revisit that.
Hey! You got your diapers on?
It's that creepy Chuck guy.
$3.
So besides incontinence issues, why have you worn a diaper? Let's go to Tiffany first. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
So you've done it.
I have.
Okay, why? What made you do it?
I go to concerts a lot, so I always buy general admission tickets, and I race for the barricade. So to prevent myself from having to lose my spot, sometimes I do wear adult diapers to certain concerts.
And you will just let her loose then if you have to go during that show?
Yes, because it's worth it. It's worth it.
But only number one.
Yes.
Well, yes. But there was an accident one time with too much tequila, but yes, mostly just...
You pooped your pants, you filthy animal!
Don't tell anyone.
To save her.
Don't ever tell that to anyone again.
You pooped in your diaper in a concert?
It was a diarrhea thing.
Gosh.
It was. It was a total accident. So, you know what? Whatever. You live once.
Yeah.
Well, the cleanup.
That's true. No, the rest of the people,
Oh, that's right. Old diarrhea pants over here in the front row.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I can probably smell your urine too, right? I'm assuming that I can smell.
I think the diaper helps.
Does it help?
Doesn't it help?
I don't know. Like, I can smell it on
How
my kids.
How long would it take to smell it? That's disgusting.
You can smell
so
when
disgusting.
A kid does it.
I don't know. What kind of clothes do you wear with a diaper? That's what I would have.
Loose fitting.
It would be like you'd be able to tell
parachute
I have a diaper
pants.
On.
Yeah, you'd have to wear
like
something
pants, like big billowy.
It needs room, right? It expands.
Yeah, you'd hear you coming a mile away.
You would. You'd hear that.
This guy said, "I'm a delivery driver. During Christmas time, I do wear one to pee because sometimes there's no bathrooms around, and we have a ton to
do."
I
would understand that.
Yeah, like
stop off.
Man, that changes your
time.
Hot UPS driver, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why they have those loose shorts.
Shorts for their diapers.
That's why they're the brown, deep
yeah,
brown.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I will say though that if I was somewhere and had to pee, and so I did, I'd be like, I wouldn't want to sit in it all day. I feel like a lot of these people are going to then just sit in it.
Well, that's why they're wearing the diaper, so they don't have to leave.
I just don't think I could sit in it. I'd be like, I got to get this off.
But then don't wear a diaper.
I know.
Then you just go to the bathroom.
You just go to the bathroom.
But they absorb, right? So it's not the worst. I don't know.
I just don't know.
I don't know either.
We don't either. I'm not sure. But maybe we'll ask some of these people. Let's go to Martha, who's in Tampa next. Hi, Martha.
Hi.
Are you a diaper wearer?
I am not, but I have heard of those that go to watch the ball drop. in New York City on New Year's Eve because it's such a massive crowd and they don't allow you to use restrooms there.
And you're drinking.
I've heard that that's a... I'm sorry?
And they're drinking.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I've heard that it's not uncommon at all for people to wear adult diapers on New Year's Eve in New York City.
Well, I kind of understand that. That's why I'd never be in New
York City.
No, no, no. I also assume that never. Times Square on that night smells of urine.
It smells of urine.
It's every, so that's cold, what though, I mean. Every night.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Your pee would freeze.
Oh, it's a terrible time. Oh, I don't know why people do that.
I can't even imagine. It's almost becomes like an ice pack in the front of you.
Someone said I had a hemorrhoidectomy, so I had to wear a diaper for a couple of weeks. Fortunately, I only had to use it once. Why? Because you'll poop yourself? I'm not familiar with
if you poop or bleed.
Oh, bleed.
What a low moment.
Yeah. Well, right after your
hemorrhoids, and you got to put a diaper on.
Yeah, is that a really?
And it's sad. It's just I feel for the people. Not, they've got nothing to do
not
with
great.
It.
It's like you just had a hemorrhoidectomy.
Now here's your bag of diapers. Really get out of here.
You're down. Here's
yeah,
your diaper.
It's like
get your diaper out of
what?
Here.
What? I thought I was good.
What has happened?
Yeah. I'll wear this for 4 days.
Someone else texted in saying my uncle and buddies would wear diapers every year during the Red Wings playoff game so they wouldn't miss a goal. Another one said, my girlfriend wears one when we go to the haunted house every year.
Can I tell you how quick you're not my girlfriend?
Because if she gets scared, she pees.
I guess maybe if you just peed yourself.
Or she poops.
No.
Oh, my. Because if it was that, it's, that's it.
You're those big scary clowns, Dave almost pooped his pants.
That's true.
Yeah. No. Someone said, I'm a female type 1 diabetic. If I think I'm having a bad day, I will gladly put a diaper on, even if I have to poop. I'll put a diaper on just in case I can't make it to the bedroom. I am a person that tells people to wear diapers because they're so comfortable. I have no shame.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for you.
Well, I was right.
I don't know.
Does type 1 diabetes make you have to poop or pee or something?
I have never.
No.
Does that cause incontinence? Not that I've heard of. Maybe to some people.
I don't think so.
Must be some side effect of something.
I think obviously it's, to her.
Yeah. I think it's just a choice you make sometimes.
Well, or not. Bobby's with us. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Do you know a diaper wearer?
But I'm not a diaper wearer. I knew of a diaper wearer.
Who's that?
So that was basically one of my ex's relationships that she had. Her boyfriend would use one as a form of... foreplay before intercourse because he likes to diaper.
Oh, he's one of those adult babies.
Yeah, big baby
freaks.
Yeah,
that's a
big difference between the adult baby and a lazy baby. Yeah, I just want to put that absolutely. Yeah. I want to put that out there.
If Chuck wears a diaper, it's because he's a lazy baby.
Yeah,
not
which
because
I'm
he's
not
an
even
adult
that
baby.
At least you're not that.
Thank
lazy.
God you're not that lazy.
Not yet.
Not yet.
And according to somebody who has type 1 diabetes, it does not cause them any other bathroom issues.
Yeah. See.
Don is with us from Canada. Hi, Don.
Good morning, Ripcord.
Ripcord, have you worn a diaper for something other than incontinence?
I haven't, but my son, when he was a teenager, was trying out for a lacrosse team. He's a goalie, so there's tons of equipment. So he had the flu, but still wanted to try out because he had to make the team. And he was wearing an adult diaper. Unfortunately, though, he got cut, which is like dedication was questionable there.
Drew. But wow. You really wanted to make that team, though.
Sometimes you're just...
Thanks for telling the whole world on the radio, Mom. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I already heard enough that I got cut from the team.
Yeah.
No. Now you let the whole world know I had a diaper on.
Yep.
By the way, this person who is an EMT who transports older people all the time wants to let us know that adult diapers do not hide any smell of any bodily function.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's
you
what
can
I
smell
was...
all the pee and all the
terrible.
Feces. Yeah, that is terrible, Lisa. You're right. Tracy, you wore an adult diaper for a while. Why is that?
When I was pregnant, I didn't have
a lot of the body weight gain, but my belly was so huge. And it was really hard to get out of the bed in the middle of the night, and I would go try to go pee, but I would just get like these little spurts. So I finally ended up just wearing an adult diaper to bed at night, so I didn't have to roll out of bed, go down the hall, go to the bathroom. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like gross, like sopping wet morning.
Yeah, we'll stop you at sopping
wet.
Yeah.
I've always said pregnancy is so hot. So hot.
Rachel, your ex-boyfriend wore a diaper. Where? Why?
He thought it would be funny during, we used to play poker every Monday with our big group of friends, and he thought it would be funny to drink a bottle of magnesium citrate and wear a diaper.
So he could poop himself during the poker tournament?
Yeah.
He thought it would be funny.
He's a sick bastard. That's why he's your ex, right?
I don't know why.
Yeah, how long after that were you together, though?
I was with him for 6 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. My God almighty. Yeah. Another guy says he wears one.
I didn't want to let her off the hook because I knew that she stuck around.
He wears one when he's in the Thanksgiving parade downtown. So when you see all those people in the parade, just know they're either pooping or peeing themselves.
Please, sir, keep your candy. I'm okay. I do not want the Jolly Rancher you're about to throw out.
And someone said I had to wear adult diapers because I had salmonella and a sneeze would cause me to poop myself.
I guess, like, if I had something like that, and I would call you guys, I'd be like, hey, just so you know, if I cough or sneeze, I poop myself. So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to take a day off.
You got it, Chuck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the next day, if I was like, you know how I got that salmonella, I'm still, and I'm
still
sure you guys
on.
Don't.
Absolutely. No worries.
All right.
You know what? So take the week.
I'll see you.
Take the week.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'll see you on Monday then. Yeah.
It's completely.
Yeah. Yeah, really thank good. You. Yeah. Thanks, guys, for understanding, because I cough and poop.
No problem at all.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.